Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. The Jews in the European Union are afraid of a rise in anti-Semitism in Europe today. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
9 out of 10 European Jews fear the possibility of anti-Semitism either coming to kill them or drive them out of their homes and, I guess, to the only safe haven they have, the State of Israel, which is very prophetic as well. But the Jews there in Europe, they have a right to fear, do they not?
I believe so. There's an undying trend of growing anti-Semitism in Europe. 9 out of 10 European Jews feel that this is growing. And so there seems to be something happening there on a grassroots level that they desire to have this awareness go forth. The majority of the anti-Semitic events have been linked to Muslims. I think the European Union is interested somehow to balance the threat from radical Islam by this awareness. And so it's actually the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. This is the official governmental adopted European Union definition of anti-Semitism, which is just a smokescreen, but it's been part of this growing awareness. And so people are saying we have to identify this, we have to have an official adopted definition so that we're able to deal with it.
John Rood with the details on why the Jews in Europe fear the possible outcome for them because of the rise in anti-Semitism in that region of our world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. It is not speculation that there is a significant rise in anti-Semitism in Europe today. The European Jews are so much concerned that they are considering a move to the only safe haven that they have, and that's a move to the Jewish State of Israel. This, of course, will be a very dramatic decision to have to uproot their families and move to a state that would result in such a change in lifestyle. Ancient Jewish prophets wrote of just such a scenario in the end times. Just look at Ezekiel chapter 34, where the prophet said that the Lord communicated to the Jewish people a number of times the statement, I will bring you out of the world into the land that I have promised to give you and protect you in that land. The purpose, of course, would be to keep the Jewish people safe and fulfill his many promises to his chosen people. Actually, this prophetic scenario is being played out today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...